Right now in Colorado, there's almost no protection for communities from fracking. So currently, as a lot of communities know firsthand, oil and gas companies can come into neighborhoods at the moment, and they can set up operations as close as 500 feet away from homes, as close as 1,000 feet from schools. So these operations, sometimes massive operations, 67 well pads, are setting up literally right next to homes and schools and rivers and other water sources. And they're doing really toxic operations that are affecting people. And so what this ballot initiative does is that it would require all of these operations to be a half mile set back, set away from these sensitive and vulnerable areas in Colorado.
So would it be retroactive, or would it just be for future operations?
It would be for future operations. Most likely it would only affect future operations. The thing is, even in a place like Weld County, where you go to Weld County and if you drive around, you see fracking operations everywhere. There's actually, in the coming years, there's going to be more infilling in communities. And this is going to start affecting communities actually more than it ever has. So the industry is on, it's on a collision course with communities. It's supposed to be going into 8 of the 10 most densely populated parts of Colorado in the coming years. And so this conflict between communities and oil and gas is really on a precipice right now of affecting more people than we've ever seen, as it has been in Weld County. And so even though it probably won't affect wells retroactively, it will protect a lot of communities in these coming years.
Why go this route? There are some state legislators who are planning on introducing some form of legislation, not to this degree in terms of the buffer zone, but Matt Jones is planning on some type of legislation that would increase setbacks. Why not maybe work with legislatures in the upcoming session as opposed to doing a statewide ballot initiative?
We wish that we could, because it would be so much easier for us to not have to organize a ballot initiative. But from what we've seen in the past years, the legislative way of trying to get this done is not effective. So there have been attempts already in the past around the issue of fracking, and nothing ever has made it through the legislature. Largely, those efforts are sort of symbolic, just to show how ineffective right now that is. So, for example, last year there was a proposal for a setback that was a minimal setback just from schools, only from schools, and it failed to make its way through the legislature. So that's why we've chosen to go this route, because we've just learned that we can't depend on our state government to make any meaningful changes here.
Well, a lot of people have said that the reason we can't get legislation passed is because of the influence of the oil and gas industry on the state house, i.e. in terms of supporting different state legislatures. We've also seen that influence play out in opposition to any type of ballot initiative that has been put either on a statewide ballot or even locally, Broomfield, Longmont, other local initiatives. So, you know, if this gets on the ballot, there is a big, big war chest on the part of the oil and gas industry that will mobilize to defeat any measure, as we've seen this in the past. So, you know, how can a group like yourselves, how can that fight against what we've already seen as formidable opponents in terms of an industry willing to spend a lot of money defeating these measures?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, oil and gas spending in Colorado is nothing new. So for the past decade, oil and gas has front groups that spend constantly on oil and gas propaganda. That's why we hear on the radio these ridiculous ads, you know, saying that oil and gas is safe all the time. So it's something that Coloradans are kind of used to hearing. And in the past elections that we've been a part of running at the local level, like in Longmont and Boulder and Fort Collins and Lafayette, we've found that actually that money doesn't necessarily persuade voters. And I think that a lot of Coloradans have become savvy to this propaganda. So, for example, in the 5 cities that passed bans and moratoria, we were outspent 300-1, and we still won victories at that local level. And that's because people are smarter than those ads. This is an issue that is affecting people in their communities. And so when people know other people that live near fracking that are being personally impacted, an ad is less effective at convincing them that it's safe.
Well, in those cases that you cite where you've had voters already approve some type of regulation over oil and gas, whether it's a ban or a moratorium, we've then seen the state intervene and the Supreme Court at a state level come in and overturn those. So how are you going to gear up for that fight, given the precedent that's already been set by previous ballot initiatives?
Yeah, good question. So they've overturned local bans and moratoria based on something called preemption. And all that preemption in this case means is that the state, when the state has an agenda and the municipal government or the city council has an agenda, that the state agenda preempts the city council's agenda. It does not at all address what we're attempting. So what we're attempting is to change the state law. So we're going up to the level of the state law. And actually, the initiative process is a constitutional right. It's a very strong right that we hold in the Constitution of Colorado to use the process of democracy through the initiative process. And preemption does not apply in this case. So that's why we've chosen to do an initiative, because it's the most direct democracy that we still have access to in the country. And so those precedents that they've set, we don't believe apply in any way.
So in terms of the initiative process, would this be a constitutional amendment for the state constitution? Because Raise the Bar, that was passed and supported heavily by the oil and gas industry over a year ago, that has made it even more difficult to get an amendment to the constitution. So how does your ballot initiative fit into that framework?
Yeah, so that amendment made it particularly difficult to make it onto the ballot if you don't have tens of millions of dollars to spend. Essentially, they've made it so that only they can run constitutional amendments. So we are not running a constitutional amendment. We're running a statutory ballot initiative. So there are two ways that you can run a ballot initiative in Colorado. One is through the constitutional amendment process, and the other is through the statutory amendment process. We would, of course, prefer to change the Constitution, but because of the hurdles of Raise the Bar, we're going with the statutory route, and we'll be changing the law at the state level, not the Constitution.
There have been so many different organizations working essentially to the same end, to create more distance between fracking operations and residences and schools, or in some cases to completely ban fracking. Mm-hmm. And so how are all these groups working together? Because I know you are part of a coalition, and Colorado Rising is a coalition. Do you have, you know, the support of all the other fracking groups, or do you expect to see other efforts to regulate fracking either appear on the state ballot or even some local measures?
Right now, we actually are bringing in a lot of support from the local grassroots groups, because it looks like this is going to be the only state ballot initiative that would push this issue up. And so we expect that most of those groups, most of them already are on board or are getting on board. So it's a pretty strong coalition. It's pretty inclusive. And in terms of other local measures, you know, in Broomfield recently, there was a measure that passed called 301, which was stated that the health and safety of the community members is more important or is a priority to oil and gas development, basically. So perhaps there will be other local measures like that. But we do kind of believe, based on the support that we're getting, that the grassroots are gonna jump on board with this. And that's where a lot of the Colorado grassroots effort will go.